Okay. What about snap beans? Do they?
They're the same. Snap beans.
Uh-huh. What about some beans that do have to be shelled? Can you tell me some names?
Butter bean, a lima bean. Yes, a lima bean. Yeah, they have to be shelled.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
A beet. Says the tops of beets.
The tops of beets or turnips, the part that you eat. What do you call the top?
Something you don't like.
Well,
I like them, but you don't. What do
I
get?
I don't know anything but a beet top, but throw it out. That's all I know.
Do you ever call it greens or salad?
My greens. Do you like them? You like turnip greens? Despise them.
No.
No, don't put them for me. Mustard, nothing. Turnip greens are right.
Now, I don't know what to do with that beet top. I never found no use for them.
Okay. What do you call the top part?
The beet growing in the ground. Comes up to a top,
mm-hmm.
like the greens. You ring that off now when you gotta get your beet.
I see.
Throw it aside.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roasted nails.
Okay. And what do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it hops along the ground. It's light brown with dark stripes on its body.
Groundhog? No. Mole.
Would you ever call it a chipmunk or a ground squirrel or a grinny?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They are ground squirrels.
Well, do you have any around here?
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Okay, what's the name of an animal that's black and it has a white stripe down the back and it smells terrible?
Oh, goat. Skunk.
I hope you don't have those around here.
Yeah. Yes, there's a few around in places. Skunk. Or a polecat, but a skunk is the name.
Hmm. Okay. And what do you call a creature that can be about this big to, say, this big, that jumps on the ground and sometimes lives in water and sometimes on the land? And they can croak?
A willow. You said a tree?
Oh, I'm sorry. A little animal.